أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذ قال الله يا عيسى إني متوفيك ورافعك إلي ومطهرك من الذين كفروا وجاعل الذين اتبعوك فوق الذين كفروا إلى يوم القيامة ثم إلي مرجعكم فأحكم بينكم فيما كنتم فيه تختلفون. In the previous ayat we read when Allah Ta'ala made Isa alayhi salatu wasalam his Nabi, and then Isa alayhi salatu wasalam started his mission calling people towards the obedience of Allah Ta'ala and to turn away from all things which are against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Then the Bani Israel, who were always bent on following the wrong path, they opposed Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they went to the extent where they wanted to assassinate him, they wanted to kill him. There Allah Ta'ala explained that Allah Ta'ala had saved him completely. Now all those favors which Allah had blessed on Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala mentions them in this ayat. إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ جِسْوَكَّهَا أَلَّانِ. And remember that time also and see the great qudrat of Allah and the great favors of Allah Ta'ala, particularly here on Isa alayhi salam. One particular time, Ya Isa, inni mutawafika. E Isa, me le lunga tujhko. When Allah Ta'ala had said, O Isa, don't worry. These people want to assassinate you, they want to kill you, but your whole body completely, your soul and your body, your physical body, I will lift you up from amongst them, from in front of their eyes, I will take you away. And this was a great favor of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, that they wanted to hurt and harm him in every way. And Allah's planning was to save him in every way. And they bestow his particular great favor that Allah Ta'ala lifted Isa alayhi salam miraculously from among them and whole completely saved. What could they harm Isa alayhi salam? They couldn't even touch his shadow. Allah Ta'ala took him away completely. And so when a person does sincerely the work of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala protects that person. Enemies, the more he does sincerely the work of Allah and correctly, the more enemies he will have. But those enemies will not be able to harm him when Allah's fadl is upon him. So that was the first great favor Allah had bestowed upon Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ اور اُٹھا لوں گا اپنے طرف. And the other great favor, not only that I will save you and take you away from them, but I will raise you to me. I will grant you your mi'raj and you will come to me. And Allah Ta'ala raised Isa alayhi salam consequently until this moment, until when Allah will wish Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is in Jannat alive with his physical body and living there. And he has got all the great ni'mats there. And the greatest ni'mat, he is in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. And there can be no greater enjoyment to be with Allah Ta'ala. Any person who will find Allah, gain the ma'rifat of Allah, he will wish for nothing else but to be with Allah. Allah Ta'ala is that great, kind, beautiful, kind, being, benefactor, who does so much for us, and a person will just wish to be with Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala granted Isa alayhi salam, and for a long period of his life, he is there in Jannat by Allah Ta'ala, which was the second great favor which Allah had granted him, which are mentioned here. وَمُطَحِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا اور پاک کروں گا تجھ کو کافروں سے. These kafirs, the Bani Israel, who don't believe in you, and in fact they go to the extent that they want to kill you. They are filled with kufr and dirt. And Allah says, I will purify you. You will be in Jannah, where only the tasbih of the malaika will be all the time. And by that tasbih, there is wonderful fragrance in Jannah all the time. You will be in that pure, clean environment and enjoying this great ni'mat, and far, far away from the kufr of the people. All the people who make their kufr in this world, referring particularly here to that of Bani Israel, that they did not only make kufr, but this great kufr, that they wanted to kill this great Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, oh my beloved, you don't worry. I will take you away from the dirt and filth of this people, the dirt and filth of dunya, and I will keep you in the Jannah, where only there is fragrance of the malaika's tasbih and the wonderful company of the malaika, and you will be there with me all the time. What greater ni'mat. So these are three great ni'mats which Allah Ta'ala has mentioned here at the beginning, and further others also Allah Ta'ala mentioned, which were the special favors which Allah Ta'ala had granted Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. We should learn from this a lesson. We are not any Nabi, and we know how sinful we are. But if we also turn sincerely to Allah, and we are even prepared to give our lives for Allah, then Allah's great, great favors abound upon us. Even in this world, and actually, the real ease in the life of the year after. If Allah wishes, in this world, you still go through difficulties. But then in the Akhirah, Allah Ta'ala's favors are 100% for a person who sincerely devotes himself to calling people to Allah Ta'ala and saving them from all the kufr and shirk and all the filth of this dunya. Allah grants great honor to such people. So all these are great lessons for us to learn. We should take them to heart, and we should not follow in the ways of the kuffar. We should not be impressed with them. We should not suffer from any inferiority complex. We must know we have been given the true deen, and we must be prepared to stand for the deen under all circumstances. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.